Like, what is this supposed to represent? Nothing. It has nothing to do with what we're learning.
Two bland white people.
With an iPad. Not even. It doesn't even have anything. Like a logo.
Well, they can't pay Apple for the branding.
She's holding a pen.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Here, this
I'm
is the
more
picture.
Just, I'm more just mad that you dislike all of me.
I feel like I have good reason
that's for
to. Pear.
Au pair. I want to be an au pair. Every time Kelly talks about her au pair, I think that's so much fun.
I just don't understand, like, what an au pair does.
It's a live-in nanny.
Wait, Kelly is a live-in nanny?
Yeah. But what? I don't think it's because she needs
she does?
It. Yeah. It's because it's her friend that's from New York that I think is living here for an indeterminate period of time that's not, like, long enough for them to lease an apartment. So Kelly's like, you can stay with us, but you also have to watch our child then. Which is a pretty fair trade, because yeah. like they pay him in, like, enough to, like, get food and stuff and, like, live, but then he also pays rent to them. So, like, or, like, he doesn't pay rent, but that comes out of, like, what they would give to him, you know? Does that make sense? Kind of talked a lot for a very simple concept.
Typical Chris. You didn't get the chicken pontique.
The what? The chicken what?
The chicken picante.
Wait, chicken you got fajita? Eggs though.
I know, today I'm just...
Chris hasn't been vegan all
Chris
weekend.
Chris is the worst vegan ever.
Well, I mean, I
Are
wasn't.
Are you vegan?
Yeah.
Not vegan.
No, you're not. No,
like,
you're
legit,
not.
Like legitimately.
I think you just like the idea of being vegan, but like don't like the actual aesthetic of being vegan. The aesthetic. It's true. I like the aesthetic of being vegan too. I don't think it's worth it to like change what I eat though.
I know, but if you look in my entire house, there's no non-vegan food. Like, between this and Chick-fil-A on Friday, that these are like the only non-vegan meals.
But they're like very much non-vegan. It's not yeah, like one like, slice of cheese on it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like from one extreme
okay,
to the other.
Vegan cheese, like a pumpkin.
Well, does anyone want to be a duo costume?
Oh.
I'm going to be Slutty Vector.
I'm going to be like Mary, like, but like Little Bo Peep Mary, and Ryan's going to be a little lamb.
I thought you were gonna be a bee.
Yeah, we changed it.
Because
Mary Had a Little Lamb is funnier.
That is funny. So what are you gonna be?
I don't know.
A disappointment.
Oh
sorry, that
God.
Was really
so
mean.
Why are you so mean today?
So you've been making fun of him for not being vegan. He's a little on edge with all the comment.
Let's make a bet right now. I bet you I can go the rest of this entire year completely vegan.
I don't, that like affects me none at all and I don't care.
Isn't that like ham in your sandwich?
That's why I said for the rest of the entire year.
Starting now.
Starting now, you lost.
You think I won't just not finish this?
Every time boom, we hang out, boom. I'm going to recommend we go to Chick-fil-A.
Definitely. No, every time I go to Foster, I always have oat milk. I have oat milk in my fridge. I literally, you've just seen the last 4 days where I've just been non-vegan twice.
I'm going to go to Foster with you and then request that they put whole milk in yours instead of oat milk.
Seen them on. Y'all remember him?
Mm-hmm.
The Applejacks dude? What was the apple's name? That apple was creepy.
You think he had a name?
That apple had priors.
Do you have priors?
Oh, I just can't.
So, Chris, do you think I should get my master's?
No.
And see, a master's in civil engineering just doesn't seem like it opens up that many more doors to you.
But it's an extra year of schooling.
So you
want to
be in school more?
Only a year, though.
But what would you do?
I guess I understand that. Like, Elizabeth got her master's in psychology, which, like, you can't really do anything with psychology other than be a counselor unless you then become a psychiatrist or a nurse practitioner. So, like, it does look good that you have extra schooling, though, so.
Yeah. It would just make me more qualified. But also, I don't really care about being qualified for anything.
Obviously.
Liv, what do you want to do?
I want to go into, like, urban development.
God, why do you have a plan?
What does that mean?
Like, help build a city from, like, Just like
you and Sid could work together on that.
Yeah.
You could do the smart people part, and Sid will do the labor.
You think I work as a laborer?
To be completely honest, I don't know what about 90% of engineering is.
My uncle was a lawyer, so some people do it.
My uncle's a lawyer too. Look how
no,
a lot
he's
of,
not.
Yeah, he is.
He's a liar.
My uncle You're practices lying. Real estate law.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. I like business law. I don't think I'd want to be a lawyer.
You want to talk to my mother right now?
No, you just always do this kind of stuff where, like, I say something and you're like, no way, me too.
I do. Somebody give me their phone right now. No. We'll call Sharon.
No,
why
is
my your phone?
Because my phone's recording.
Oh, we're recording this?
Recording.
Wait, what?
Right now we're on 16 minutes.
Because you should write a code that...
Just edit it for me. It codes for what, like, I code it to make it when it hears
your
larger amounts of laughter, and then it takes the prior 2 minutes from that, and it ends up not cutting anything whatsoever. Yeah.
So that's why you've been so feisty.
Well, that and we actually were attacking me, and... Then I just immediately just immediately ramped up my self-defense. I'm in a vulnerable state right now.
We criticized
Why?
His veganism and his Aldi shopping ability.
No, we didn't
Everyone
criticize
was criticizing
my,
me for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we were criticizing Mary's shopping
well, Chris
ability.
Chris took that as
I
a personal
was the one
attack.
Under attack. Yeah.
No, I took
he
the
took
Aldi.
Took that attack to offend. Personal attack no. on him.
No, I took the Aldi slander as a personal attack. I freaking
Why
love
do you care if I go to Aldi or not?
Because I care about my friends getting good deals on
Chris's middle name is Aldi.
Yeah, because you care about me, right?
That's not true.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That sounds really mean out of context. She goes, because it's because you care about me. And I go, no.
Not at all.
That and also when we had our lab meeting today and Anuj was presenting his two notebooks, I just was like slowly realizing that I am just probably the dumbest person in that room, which is a feeling I'm not used to. That sounds incredibly conceited because it is, but like,
no, I get it. I would say I'm usually not the dumbest person in the room.
Yeah, no, I just I realized I was, and that kind of hurt.
You know what I just realized? I didn't bring any of my slime.
Are you serious?
I forgot
What's
all
slime.
How did you forget it? Where did you put it?
I haven't had it in my backpack for a while. It's like in my dresser.
Why?
We literally invite you to this place for one reason.
Invite me? My classes are here. You guys show up where my classes are. I'm here because I have
a show up for Panera
before and
you
after.
You happen to be here.
Why are you
Causation
here,
is not correlation.
You didn't even go to this school. You're not a student here. What are you doing on your computer right now?
Here.
You're just looking at departments at MSU.
I'm looking at
are you going to get
school.
Another degree?
I'm looking at graduate school.
I forgot you wanted to be a doctor. I thought your plan was to just be a TA. That was your final career.
That's literally like a Chris keystone of my personality. You all have to come visit me. Because the odds that I remain in this state are relatively low.
So we all have to come visit you?
Yeah.
If we all stay in Michigan. We all have to leave Michigan to come see you somewhere else.
Yes.
That sounds, a lot easier.
Do you understand,
most Chris statement I've ever heard.
First of all, I'm the main character. You are all living in my world, okay?
Right.
Second of all, the smartest people that I know from MSU that have gone to medical school or professional school literally don't do anything but study. Like, they don't leave their house except for to go to class. So I will literally not have time to come visit to a different state.
So so you're just assuming all of us won't be busy either.
Yeah, based on my work schedule.
Two-thirds of this table, or two-thirds of this little group of three, have no plan beyond college at this moment. You've just debated what degree you should get, and should you get a master's.
Chris, my option is get a master's, work. I have a place that literally has offered me a job.
See it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Show me the job offer. I'm saying they offered me a job.
Okay, so one third of this table doesn't know what they're doing.
Just because there's an option.
Sorry, Mary. You could have avoided all this if you would have just gone back to Aldi.
With your marketing degree.
Well, I don't have a useless degree.
So marketing would be useless.
No, Mary.
What would be useful?
Yeah, your words. What would be
I can see you in finance.
Remember when I told that lady?
You and George could be co-workers.
Office intern and office mate Jerry.
Chris, could you please? George. I know you're not or doing management. Anything right now, so.
I just called him Jerry. Where'd that come from?
Chris, can you please research the majors in Broad and tell me which one I should do and what I should do with it?
Okay. Can you write a code to make a quiz that Mary could take?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look through the majors and see which
see
one
I
see
do.
Mary
and what
has.
I would do, what I would do well in.
Also, just know if you get it wrong, like, you will just completely ruin
and
your entire
And what would
future,
require
so.
The least amount of schooling? Like, I'm only doing
like, yeah,
this
like
year
just
and next
an undergrad.
Year, and not more. So.
Okay. Do you want a minor, too?
I have a minor.
In what?
In philosophy and law.
Which is funny, because she doesn't want to do law. Mm.
Which you still haven't described yet.
Okay, just do this task, please.
I have just a bunch of mean thoughts today. The average GPA for the College of Broad is a 3.55.
Is it really?
That's like not terrible. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but in the context of the the difficulty level of said classes.
I feel like they can be pretty hard.
I don't think my classes are hard. I have to do work, so.
Chris, they're not studying like concepts like you were. It's simply just hard in a different way. Or sometimes they are, but like...
Chris is like not able to compute like somebody else having to do something that's also hard.
I mean, yeah.
He's like malfunctioning right now.
Do you want a damn major or not? Okay.
Like, Chris, sorry. I can explain my major to you in the most basic way and you'd be like, wow, you're an idiot. You don't understand what you're talking about. But if I'm being honest, like, it is hard. Like, there are things I need to learn. It's just not at a molecular level.
I respect engineering.
And not business. And not what you're saying.
This is... You don't currently have a major, right? Okay. You're just in business. Are you in Broad? Okay.
I have to apply by November 1st to a major.
So what I say carries some weight right now.
Yeah.
We have A, given
so
me
I
way too much power. Sorry
actually,
if that's kind of
why accounting
you want to do
gets
live.
Like a bad rap. I feel like I could be an accountant. I think that'd be fun.
I think accounting is fun. I don't think it's fun enough to want to do a CPA.
Yeah.
So my concern is like, what can I do without that?
Come on, buddy. That was a good callback. Do you even get that joke?
What?
No.
This? Yeah, Grinch.
Oh. You were there for that?
No, you just do it constantly and explain it every time.
You do it constantly.
And you're always like, nobody gets this. I'm just so quirky and weird.
I'm different.
I'm different. Nobody gets my references.
Yeah. Well, Sid would get it. She was there for it.
I've heard the story so many times, I feel like I was there for it.
Do I still have the thing saved to my computer? I do.
Not the video.
Not even there
I think that's why babies don't like you very much is because you try to understand them. They just want you to just hang out. And you're like, no.
You have to provide something to me. I also don't like that I have to share attention with babies.
We know.
Honestly, just Google what can you do with an accounting undergrad and nothing else. And limited skills and experience.
Less than passable at Excel. Minimally less than passable at Excel. Accounting jobs that don't need, okay, don't require CPA. That's one of the top searches. So that is
the thing people
are. You could be a staff accountant, accounts payable specialist.
Accounts receivable specialist. How can you be a senior accountant? That seems like something that would require more schooling.
Could you imagine being a senior accountant, but the people younger than you are far more qualified for your job than you are?
You're like telling them things. Honestly, they go, no, that's wrong.
No, that makes sense, because that would be like a managing position where like you wouldn't have to know how to do the actual things. You just have to know how to tell them to do it. Salaries.
See, I'm a big fan of, I want to actually like what I do, and then I'll just worry about how I'll get money from it afterwards.
Yeah, I want to like what I do, but I also want to live. And like, buy food, and have a home.
You know what I'm about to reference? You don't have to make a lot of money to shop at Aldi. Okay, finance.
Ooh. Apparently, demand for accountants who aren't CPAs is strong.
By being underqualified, I'm actually wanted.
It's actually stronger than it is for CPAs.
See, something about that just doesn't seem true. My tummy hurts. I think that's another sign of my actual veganness, is that I've made myself lactose intolerant by not introducing it to my body for the better part of like 4 to 5 months.
I thought I was becoming lactose intolerant, and so then I started eating a lot of ice cream, so that I stopped that.
So you're going the opposite direction of I am. As we both came to the same point, and then you just steered one direction, and I went the complete opposite.
I said I will not live life without ice cream.
Yeah, my tummy actively hurts. I got vegan ice cream yesterday, though. It didn't taste good.
Guys, I don't know what to do with my life.
I'm looking at marketing, and marketing just doesn't seem completely you.
Maybe I should
get a degree in biochemistry and molecular biology.
Be a civil engineer.
No, I was going to say talk to an advisor. You might have more information than the bio TA.
The bio TA, the civil engineer, and the economics. I don't know what to call it. The economist. Excuse me, that's incredibly rude and disruptive.
And we're not.
People fixing the building.
Why does this building need to be fixed? It's like less than a year old.
2 years.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I'm in the mushroom class. Oh. So now I'm kind of thinking supply chain.
Okay, so we've narrowed it down to accounting, supply chain, marketing, and HR.
I don't think marketing is one.
So four of the seven options.
Okay, so marketing's not one.
Look up what I can do with human resources.
I feel like you can do a lot.
Human resources, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, do you want to critique my Instagram post since you're really good at marketing?
Oh yeah, I saw that Eden Rabbits posted their first that one looks so good. Instagram
Mitch looks
post.
Like one of the high schoolers. I think you could make the address a little more readable.
Yeah. See, marketing is just an innate skill that you have.
That's not marketing. That's not.
I think you're missing the main point of what I think marketing is.
You think it's literally just like social media design?
More or less. That amongst other things.
See, you're thinking of advertising.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Marketing is a lot of statistics.
Ew. And then talk to your advisor, which you should have done this entire time. Because none of us are qualified to help you whatsoever.
Why am I learning Japanese?
More broadly, Asian American, specifically Korean American?
Probably.
Okay. I'll do some research.
Yeah, I don't personally think that category is something I've considered too in-depth before.
I don't think any of us fall into that category at this table. I would be willing to bet my entire life on it. Just like I would bet my entire life that I can go the rest of this year vegan, Sydney.
It affects me in no way, therefore I care about it.
I know, but you could literally get anything you want that I would place on this bet. Like, name something that you want. Do it. I will never do Grinch hands again.
Like, that's ingrained in your brain.
I know. You guys wouldn't understand, though.
I still don't, like, what's the story?
No, I think we just watched... No, we didn't even watch it. Oh, no, I remember what it was. I saw... it was this video on Twitter, and it was, like, me when I'm trying to get my dog all riled up, and then it was the Grinch going in and going... And then, like, the dog just starts, like, freaking out and stuff because it, like, just gets super jumpy and excited. And then I go, that's funny. I like that. And then I incorporated it into the rest everything. Of my life because I would do it for things I disliked. I was like, bleh, don't like that. And then I would do it to my computer. I'd be like, because I wanted it to load. And then I started doing it to Sydney when she did things I didn't like. So then it just became... It was kind of popular for a while. I got some other people on the Grinch hands.
This is really funny.
No.
For the last, like, 5 minutes, my mic has been out of my class.
So they've heard everything I've said?
No.
They just heard...
Yeah, and this has been today's episode of the Panera Slime Time podcast. This is Christopher signing out.
This is Mary.
I'm Liv.
Bert, say goodbye to the slime podcast.
Sorry.
No, say your name, too.
Hey, my name's Sydney. This is us signing off.
Off the slime.
Off the slime time.
We'll see you next Monday. Time.